CGOB executive producer Loren McNabb. My news person, Sarah McCarthy, is over at that Habitat for Humanity Women Build in Transcona as well. And Loren joins us now with another guest.
How's it going, Hal? We've been having quite a busy morning down here. Sarah has already graduated to using a handsaw. She's ahead of me on that front. But I used a material I hadn't used before to help seal the wall to the floor, and I've already forgotten what it was called, which is why Grace Karpinski, who is the head of the Women Build crew, here with us now. Grace, we were just finishing up.
We were doing acoustiseal and a seal gas.
She's told me those terms twice now, and I cannot retain them in my head. I said to her, it sounds like Greek to me, but you give me a chore, Hal, I'll figure it out. And Grace is great at helping the rest of us figure this out. This is a big year for you. This is your 15th year helping on the Habitat Bill, but more importantly, helping the rest of us. What got you into this, into the game of the volunteer world?
You know what? I read an article about one of the first Women Build projects they did back in 2005, and I was just always very intrigued with it. And once I changed jobs and had more flexibility and stuff, I could take the time off to participate, and I got hooked right away.
So this is all about helping the homeowner find affordable housing. We're working to help build several homes down here today. One of the homeowners is with us and has been a joy to work alongside with. But it's also been fun to just watch other people year after year, Grace, learn new things, or maybe not learn new things, but try new things. What keeps you coming back?
Exactly what you just said. Just, you know, loving to pay it forward, loving to see people engage outside their norm and learn new skills. I learn every day. Every day I'm here, I'm learning. I am not a construction tradesperson by, you know, full-time job. So I don't know all this stuff. So I'm learning alongside all you volunteers. And I just love that.
For those who may not be in the know, if you volunteer for a Habitat Build and you help homeowners succeed with successful home ownership, it's not just that you come down here and someone's handing you a tool and you have to figure it out. There's layers of experience down here. So there's you, for example, and then around you, you also have other men and women who are in the industry to just oversee and make sure we're doing the things that we're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. Habitat has a fabulous crew of construction leaders and a site leader. And so we always get instruction throughout the day from them. When we have a question, we go to them. They teach us. That's the power of it.
Have you noticed or heard over the years that there might be someone who comes down here? And we talked earlier this morning about the fact that women are really underrepresented still in this industry, in construction, in a lot of the trades, quite frankly. And there might be women who come down to a Women Build day or week, spend time down here, and next thing you know, it turns a light bulb on. Maybe flips the switch and says, I'd like to do this for a career, or maybe I'll at least do my own home renos.
I know for a fact that has happened. Several years ago, one of the family members of one of the partner families was out volunteering, and she is now a licensed tradesperson. After volunteering with Habitat, she's gone on to get her Red Seal certificate, and she's actually come back as a volunteer.
It's changed her life, and I think for many of us who come down here, it's changed ours. You'll keep coming back for 15, for 20. Do you have a goal, Grace?
I have no goal, as long as the body and mind is willing.
As long as the body and mind is willing. That's Grace Karpinski with the Women Build crew. Thank you very much, Grace, for all that you do, Hal. And Hal, thank you for letting me showcase a bit about what goes on down here. She talked about as long as you have the mind and body. The body is sore already, I'll tell you that. Like, there's just... You're not used to doing certain things, you know, like I don't hammer regularly. My back is sore from bending over and putting on this seal. And then you think about the men and women who do this kind of literally back-breaking work every single day to build what's around us.
Thank you, Lorraine. Great stuff.